Nemwa Zeleny at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. It is day three for the Democrats in Denver. Last night, former President Bill Clinton watched from the convention hall as his wife addressed delegates. This evening, he will be at the podium. Today's topic is national security, but Senator Obama says the former president is free to talk about anything he wants. Clinton is not planning to attend Obama's acceptance speech tomorrow night. Senator Joe Biden will accept the vice presidential nomination tonight. Senators Evan Bayh, Harry Reid, and New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson will address the convention today. Tropical storm Gustav's torrential rains triggered serious flooding and landslides that have killed 11 people in the Dominican Republic and Haiti. Forecasters expect Gustav to pick up speed, possibly becoming a Category 3 hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico this weekend. And that could mean a threat to the Gulf Coast states next week. The U.S. military is handing over security control of Anbar province, once the heart of the Sunni insurgency in Iraq. A senior U.S. military official tells CNN Iraqi forces will take over Anbar on Monday. Some 25,000 U.S. troops are based there. The hijacking of a jetliner from Sudan is over. Libyan officials say the two hijackers surrendered after releasing all 93 people on board. The plane was seized yesterday after taking off from the Darfur region bound for Khartoum. It landed at a desert town in southeastern Libya. The pilot says the hijackers were from a Darfur rebel group, but the group denied the hijackers were members. Things are back to normal at airports across the country today. Thousands of travelers were stuck in planes and airports yesterday, all because of a computer glitch. The breakdown started when an FAA facility near Atlanta had problems processing flight plan information. The FAA says no one was in danger. Homeland Security says the problem doesn't appear to be terror-related. The investigation into what caused the problem is ongoing. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Just stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.